With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Over 50 state grower groups and 8 national ag groups filed a letter with the Department of Commerce on Friday asking it to revoke countervailing duties on imports of phosphate fertilizer as the sunset review begins. The letter was signed by groups like the National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, U.S. Rice, and several others, and said that if the duties continue, they will further worsen the dire economic conditions that are faced by American farmers. Maintaining the phosphate fertilizer duties will allow a small set of powerful corporations to continue to limit supply options for farmers, the letter said. This has already prevented farmers from accessing the tools that meet their crop production needs and resulted in lower yields and negative economic impacts. In 2020, the Commerce Department, acting on a petition filed by the Mosaic Company, imposed duties on phosphate fertilizers imported from both Morocco and Russia. The March cattle on feed report showed February placements 1.61 million head, which was 4% increase over 2025, exceeding analyst expectations before the report. The March 1 total on feed inventory was just over 11.5 million head, 0.3% below last year, while February marketings fell 7% compared to 2025. Most analysts said the report was considered slightly bearish due to the higher-than-expected placements, which were a 4% increase from a light placement year in 2025. Some of the key feeding states saw high placements, including Iowa up 11%, Kansas also 11% higher, Texas placements rose by 8%. February Fed cattle marketings totaled 1.52 million head, 7% below 2025. Marketings were the second lowest for February since the series began back in 1996. Other disappearances totaled 50,000 head during February, 17% below the 2025 mark. Argentina is shipping grains to overseas markets at a strong pace this season. Reports say record sunflower exports and booming corn sales helped to move one of the country's biggest harvest in years. The Rosario Grains Exchange said the shipping is moving at a very good pace, even though the conflict in the Middle East is adding volatility to global prices and raising freight costs. Argentina is benefiting from record corn and wheat production and the best sunflower harvest of the 21st century. Sunflower oil exports posted their strongest start to the marketing year since 2005, and shipments of raw sunflower seeds hit unprecedented levels in that first quarter. Corn is also off to a quick start as the new corn export season is expected to break records and top 4 million metric tons. Argentina's edge in the world market could weaken later this year when Brazil's second season corn crop begins reaching global buyers. As the nation celebrated National Ag Day on Tuesday, the National Agricultural Aviation Association honors the men and women whose work in aerial application supports global food production and modern agriculture. National Ag Day highlights the vital contributions of farmers, ranchers, aerial applicators, and the broader agricultural community. For more than a century, aerial applicators have helped farmers deliver a safe, affordable, and abundant supply of food, fiber, and bioenergy, while also protecting forests and controlling the pests that threaten human and animal health. Each year, American farmers rely on aerial application to treat approximately 127 million acres, or nearly 28% of U.S. cropland, applying fertilizers, seed, and crop protection treatments with precision and efficiency. Andrew Moore, the CEO of the NAAA, said aerial application plays a vital role in modern agriculture by allowing crops to be protected quickly, precisely, and with minimal impact to the soil. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.